How achievers think. Achievers think of possibilities. They always think of possibility thinking. What is it? In essence, it is the management of ideas. Some people never have learned to manage time. Some people never have learned to manage people or themselves. Possibility thinking focuses not on the management of time, money, energy or persons, but on the management of ideas. Management is control. Management is the control of a resource in order to minimize waste and maximize the development of latent possibilities. Then who are the thinkers with a difference? Impossibility thinkers are people who instinctively react negatively to a possibility-laden idea. They impulsively look for reasons why it can't be done. They quickly abort an idea and forget about it. The possibility thinker looks at every idea to see if it has possibilities. If it does, he takes an option out on the idea. He does not let it slip by. So, what are the qualities of a possibility thinker? Never reject a possibility because you see something wrong with it. There is something wrong with every good idea. Anytime God gives you an idea, you can find some negative aspect to it. It's amazing how people sit in a deliberating meeting and respond to an opportunity only by finding fault with it. Don't throw away a suggestion when you see a problem. Instead, isolate the negative from the possibility. Neutralize the negative. Exploit the possibility and sublimate the negative. Don't ever let negatives kill the positive potential that is within an opportunity. Never reject a possibility because you won't get the credit. God can do tremendous things through the person who doesn't care who gets the credit. Don't worry about getting the credit. If you do, you will become ego involved in the decision-making moments of life. Decisions must never be based on ego needs. They must be based on human needs and market pressures that transcend your own desires. Decide today. Would you rather satisfy your ego or enjoy the fruits of success? Never reject an idea because it's impossible. Almost every great idea is impossible when it is first born. The greatest ideas today are yet impossible. Possibility thinkers take great ideas and turn the impossibilities into possibilities. That's progress. The important issue is whether the idea is a good one. Would it help people who are hurting? Would it be a great thing for our country and our world? If so, then develop a way to achieve what today is impossible. Never reject a possibility because your mind is already made up. I'm sure you have heard the saying, "Don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is already made up." I have had to change my mind publicly more than once. People who never change their minds are either perfect or stubborn. I'm not perfect and neither are you. I would rather change plans while still in port than to set sail and sink at sea. Never reject an idea because it's illegal. Listen carefully or you shall misinterpret this commandment. Some of the greatest ideas are impossible because they are illegal today. You should never violate the law, but don't reject an idea because it's illegal. You might be able to get the law changed. Many times the law is inadequate, so try hard to get it changed. Never reject an idea because you don't have the money, manpower, muscle, or months to achieve it. All it takes to accomplish the impossible is mind power, manpower, money power, muscle power, and month power. If you don't have them, you can get them. spend enough time, use enough strategy, develop enough human resources, acquire enough financial capital, and you can do almost anything. Don't reject an idea just because you don't have the necessary power. Make the commitment to do what is great, then solve the problems. A super successful person has very few resources except the capacity to take an idea and marshal stronger and smarter people around him to pull it off. Never reject an idea because it will create conflict. The longer I have studied the possibility thinking, the more I have come to one conclusion. You can never develop a possibility without creating problems. You can never establish a goal without generating a new set of tensions. You can never make a commitment without producing some conflict. Every idea worth anything is bound to be rejected by people who don't go along with it. To reject an idea because it may generate conflict is to surrender leadership to friends or foes. Never reject an idea because it's not your way of doing things. Learn to accommodate, prepare to compromise, plan to adjust, a different style, a new policy, a change in traditional or opportunities to grow. Get set to compromise. Learn to be equilibristic. Maintain a balance between the tension of an opportunity that demands exploitation and the limitations of the resources available at the moment. Readjust your budget. Compromise your taste. Accommodate your lifestyle. You may have to decide. It's more important to succeed than it is to snobbishly adhere to private tastes. Never reject an idea because it might fail. Every idea worth anything has failure potential within it. There is risk in everything. Risk is there in crossing busy traffic road. Risk is there in having junk food. Risk is there in driving a car. Risk is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. Decide yourself whether you want to live a risk-driven life or rest-driven life. Never reject an idea because it's sure to succeed. There are people today who back off if they are sure they will succeed. One reason is that these persons begin to imagine the ego fulfillment this success would give, and with an excuse of being humble, they pull out. Try not to be successful. I should not try to be successful. I am not trying for the top of the ladder. That's vanity. That's materialistic. I must say that's not true. To choose poverty instead of prosperity, failure instead of success, low achievement instead of top of the ladder achievement, simply for the sake of being humble, is not superhuman. It's dumb. Only successful people can help people who are failing. Only winners will survive to give food to the hungry. When faced with a mountain, I will not quit. I will keep on striving until I climb over, find a pass through tunnel underneath, or simply stay and turn the mountain into a gold mine with God's help. I wish you great idea and make it possible to make this society a bit more better place to live and let live. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck. Thank you.